from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown, the great Lonzo with you this lovely Upstate Thursday AM. Programming note, couple of things to let you know of. Number one, unfortunately, Rashad Beard unable to make it today. We'll get back with him next week. He asked if we could go to tomorrow. Programming note number two, no show tomorrow. I'll be out, headed over to the ATL this evening, doing bachelor party weekend festivities with the fellas over in the ATL. So no show tomorrow. Lonzo will be here if you want to call the studio line and just talk to him. He might answer.
I'm not going to be in this room. I may not even answer the phone today.
Somebody organize a Zoom and let's let Lonzo host an open Zoom call tomorrow.
I'm not good enough for that.
No show tomorrow, no Rashad Beard today. However, Fight Club, and because I am a jerk and completely stood Mario up yesterday, working on getting Mario lined up for later in the show. So we'll get Mario Heron, hating ass Mario, from the BetQL Network in here hopefully at 9 o'clock. Then we'll do Fight Club at 9:20. Then we'll do What the X is Going On at 9:40. And then see y'all next week. All right? We'll see you next week. Kind of is my Friday, got to get down. Definitely is my Friday, got to get down on Friday.
Except for, you know, you're working two shows today, so it's not like you took tomorrow off.
That's true. I am still doing the same amount of radio. I'm just doing it tonight, live from Carolina Panther Fan Fest up in Clemson, or I should say down in Clemson, South Carolina.
Just say over. I mean, because over could be up, down, it's over. When you think over, do you think beside you, I guess?
I don't know. Honestly, I've never thought about it. I think I've always gone with the direction, right? I'm going down to Florida. I'm going up to D.C. I'm going over. I think over sideways. I think over is east or west, right? It's either up north, it's down south, or it's over east or over west. I think that's kind of it. I got to watch this, right?
I think so.
I got to watch this.
I thought season one was great. Season two is getting ready to come out, and it looks even better.
Rings of Power, by the way, for the dorks out there like us. Hey, it is 7:06 in the morning. You have exactly 54 minutes until you got to get to the office before you got to clock in, lock in, start talking sports with your friend. You got to do the work or whatever. But like also do the sports discussions with your friends, which means you got to know what's going on in the world of sports. And if you got to know what's going on in the world of sports, don't worry. We're going to tell you when we do this. Water cooler cheat sheet, top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports. this AM with your coworkers, with your friends, with your family, with your dog, whoever it is you spend the morning talking sports with, this is what you'll be talking about. Let us begin with item number one. The National Football League is going to begin testing their Hawkeye system for measuring first downs and ball placement throughout select NFL preseason games. It is one step closer to not replacing the chain gang, supplementing the chain gang. NFL executive Gary Brantley told the AP the league will test Sony's Hawkeye technology during some select preseason games. The system is not expected to be ready for full implementation until next season, though it could happen sooner. I don't know, maybe the playoffs? Brantley said, quote, we're in the installation phase for all of... Wonderful timing.
Yeah, I mean,
that went great.
I just want to say really quick that you're that obviously you, the tone you use, that you're pro robot, and we've always thought that anyway, and it's getting more and more obvious.
I am pro technology makes most things better. That's what I am. All right, there are times you just like to go back to the olden days, you know, times when you don't need the tech. But I'll tell you right now, when I go golfing, I bring my little range finder. Tell me exactly how far I am from the pin. I'm not going to hit the ball anywhere close to.
Why did you make it look like it's some psyop thing that you put on your
head?
That's
how you hold it. You hold it. It's like a...
Yeah, I'm seeing headgear the way you're holding it.
I'll tell you right now, jokes aside, you know what I really look forward to? I look forward to the day... Remember when Google ran out the Google glasses a couple of years ago? Like the AR glasses, right?
Yeah, how many people have those now?
So here's the thing. It's a great idea that it just wasn't ready, right? It just wasn't ready. Now, I will say this. I did see the other day on whatever tech site I was going around, somebody else is rolling out something similar, but they way scaled back what goes on the screen, right? Like on the screen on your glasses now, if somebody calls you, it'll pop up the contact of who's calling you and you can answer from there, or you can read your text on your glasses or whatever. So they scaled it back basically so to like what you would see on like a smartwatch, right? Like you can put the time and the temperature in your text and your phone calls, but like not more than that. And I really wanted to buy them, all right? Well, the NFL's catching up. Brantley said that they are in the process of installing the Sony Hawkeye system in every NFL stadium. He said, quote, we're just really getting to a place where the system is as accurate as possible and really calibrating across our multiple stadiums. We have multiple stadiums with multiple dimensions inside of those stadiums with different ages. So we're really just going through the installation and putting the infrastructure and making sure those cameras are installed. Sony, which was named the NFL's official technology partner yesterday, has expanded its sports technology through Hawkeye Innovations to support officiating and the development of an on-field and sideline technology, including a new coach's sideline headset that will debut in 2025. The Hawkeye tracking services for line-of-game measurement add cameras to stadiums to track players, officials, and the ball. The optimal tracking system notifies officials instantly if a first down was gained after the ball is spotted by hand. Boo. Boo. We shouldn't be spotting the ball by hand on close to first down calls.
Really?
Yeah, really. We should know exactly where the ball was when the play was down. It's not hard to do, right? Have you watched, Lonzo told me, and I'm very glad, very happy to report to all of you, that Lonzo told me he's watched a little bit of Olympic soccer so far in this cycle. And
if not, I wouldn't have anything to say for like 3 hours. So, I mean, you know, that's the only reason why I'm watching. It's America, dude. I'm going to watch whatever it is in the Olympics as far as the sports goes, except for this. I don't want to watch golf.
Have you seen a VAR call yet for an offsides in a soccer match? Or those words, did I just speak like Japanese to you?
I'm aware of technology. It's just I don't believe it belongs on the sideline or in a game.
What are you, Amish?
No, I am. I believe that human error is part of the game. We've had this discussion many times. Whether it goes against my team or for my team, it's part of the game.
You know what
Once
I like?
Once you eliminate that, then might as well have robot players.
You know what?
Might as well, because that's your next step.
No,
with your domination of the world. You just keep talking.
So the point is, the VAR, if you look at VAR offsides calls now, suddenly I turned into a New York mobster for no reason. If you look at VAR offsides calls now, use guys, okay? If you look at VAR offsides calls, the precision to which they can get exactly where the players are down to, like, the tip of a cleat being offside, right? Or like one outstretched hand keeps them offsides or whatever. We can do the same thing with a football. Should a running back who runs into the middle of the defensive line, should he not be credited, or should the defense, if they stop him, not be credited with the ball being marked at where the ball is down? Shouldn't that be the case? And that's what we have here, all right? Chip in the front of the ball, chip in the back of the ball. The second a player goes down, that's where the ball goes. Let's stop guessing. Why are we guessing?
I'd rather see Bob, the part-time referee out there, making his decision than having a robot do it.
Also, I'm going to need y'all to stop with the words human error. Just say error. Stop with the human error, because you're trying to make it like emotional. Oh, it's a human error. Just say error. You want error in sports. Just say you want error. Say you want wrong decisions in sports. Say you are entertained by wrong decisions.
No, synthetic being, I will not do as you requested.
Program error. All right? Say you like error in sports. Say you think mistakes are good for sports.
It's still human error, for sure. It's about humanity. The thing that you're trying to take out of the game.
Could you imagine if we decided one day, it should be no speed limits because human error is good for driving? No, we don't do that.
This analogy, again, it's not even close.
It's not human error. It's just error, okay? Uh-huh. It's just error.
Mm-hmm. You go ahead.
Item number two.
I don't want to do it because of human error.
Yeah, that was a human error. 103-86, the United States knocks off South Sudan yesterday in a little Olympic basketball. 18 points off the bench for Bam Adebayo, who got 21 minutes of action because Joel Embiid did not play. Makes sense. All right, we didn't have Tatum play in game number one. Embiid draws the short straw to sit this one out, which is interesting because South Sudan is It's a lengthy team. It's a tall team. So
Livingston or whatever that guy's name, has he played yet?
Livingston?
You mean
Tyrese Halliburton?
Yeah, that's him.
Livingston.
He's forgotten. I mean, you know.
Livingston.
Human error again. What can I say?
Human error.
What can I say?
I'm going to start saying that every time I screw up on the air. I'm going to be like, human error, boss. You can't get mad at me. It makes the games better. Doesn't it make it better when people screw up?
I wish you would. I wish you would do that. I don't think you will. I might, though.
Correct. Bam Adebayo, 18 points off the bench. He got 14 from Kevin Durant. LeBron James added 12. You got 10 from D-Book. Now. I have to do something. And Lonzo's already laughing because he knows exactly what I'm about to do. And it pains me
in my heart. Wait till you hear how I reworded the story right there.
Lonzo is about, ladies and gentlemen, you are about to see more joy and happiness out of the great one than you've seen since, like, his first child was born.
I would get binky sounds, but people would think it's something else. So I can't do that. Because we have a sick audience and a sick person across from us.
Yeah, I would laugh at that a lot. My guy, Steph. I don't know if the dimensions of the international floor are throwing him off. I don't know if he's still jet lagged from the flight over. I don't know what's going on with my dog, Steph. 1 of 9, 0 of 6 from the floor. Not a good night. No, in fact, scratch that. Not a good night. Real bad night. Real bad night for Steph Curry last night. 0 of 6 from deep, just 1 of 9 from the floor. Hit one free throw, 3 points, 4 assists, 1 rebound on the night for Steph Curry. I got to tell you, I think Drew Holiday gets the start in game 3, right? I think at this point, if I'm Steve Kerr, I think Drew Holiday's drawn the PG1 assignment to start.
Will
next
he
game.
Do that to his guy? I don't know.
Dude, I think there's a point, and
I hope this is a sign of things to come for next season.
It's not. It's still Steph Curry. He had a bad game.
Is it? Is it still him? How many bad games has he had?
One.
No, in the friendlies. No,
I don't care about the friendlies.
Okay, all right.
All right, I don't care about the friendlies.
All right, so practice.
I care about the Olympics.
Practice doesn't indicate what you might do in a game.
I mean, when you're a seasoned vet, right?
That might be the problem.
We talk about practice.
He might be overly seasoned. He might be done.
He's not. All right, now you're just getting carried away. He's still Steph Curry. He's going to be fine. Not a good night last night. I think Drew Holiday draws the PG1 assignment in the next game. And very quickly, item number 3. Oh, I thought it was...
What do you think it was, fairies or something?
I did not know. The Atlanta Braves, shockingly, end up winning the series against the Milwaukee Brewers. 2-1. They get a 6-2 win last night. Chris Sale came out, 5.2 innings pitch, gave up 6 hits and 2 runs, 6 Ks before getting the early hook. Pierce Johnson was credited with the win after going 1.1, allowing just 1 hit and K-ing 2. But it was Travis d'Arnaud and Matty Ice Ice Baby Olsen. Both went 2-for-4, both hit 2 dingers, both went back-to-back. Twice in this game, Matt Olson went yad, Travis d'Arnaud went yard, back to back. Both of them had 2 RBIs, a stellar night as the Braves rack up 8 home runs and build a little momentum. They will now head back to the house to take on the Miami Marlins. And all of a sudden, the Braves are back in the one spot in the NL's number 1 wild card spot. All of a sudden, Atlanta's getting themselves a little bit of a cushion. Now a game up on the Padres in that spot. We'll talk more baseball later on the show. Talk some Carolina Panthers coming up next. We look at the next 5 games on the Panthers' schedule and see where their records stand. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. The Fan Upstate rolls on. We got some text that have come in on the text line. It's 71307, 71307. Texter says, Steph with the Draymond Green stat line. I learned it from watching you. Yeah, that's rough. That's real rough. Spartanburg J texts the show, said, if the police would keep slow traffic left, I'm game for no or higher speed limits. Statistics show slower drivers cause the majority of accidents. You know, human error. Thank you, Spartanburg J.
I think also statistics show that drunk drivers cause,
not the majority.
It wouldn't surprise me if it's the majority.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a statistically significant number. Yes, slow drivers, and I'm gonna go on the record.
So how fast are you wanting to go in the?
You give me 90 on the interstate. Give me 90 on the interstate.
I mean, people are doing that now, and last time I checked, that's not the speed limit.
No, it's not. It's saying it should be.
So
I'm not saying that's what I do. I'm saying that's what I would like it to be.
So let's say a guy's doing 70 in a 65 in a left lane. That's too slow for people.
I mean, I'm just saying you get 10 over. You get 10 over. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, you get 10 over. That's what I've been definitely not told.
The left lane people want to go like 300 miles per hour.
I'm just going to say this. Here's what I want. I want a tagging system where if you're a crappy driver, somebody else should be able to push a button that clicks your car. And like if you get a certain amount of clicks in a month, your car won't start. Like that should be the system.
I can barely push 53 in my smart car. So I mean,
you guys should see Lonzo getting in and out of the toaster.
Yeah,
it's pretty incredible. Lonzo's as big as the smart car.
I am. You know, I can pick it up and put it in whatever parking spot I want.
And that's not even a sturdy guy joke. It's a real small car joke. I'm gonna tell you right now, Liberob the Woke Warrior is all for renewable energy cars. Okay, I'm just saying, those tiny tot cars y'all are passing off as real have got to stop. They've just got to stop.
Can you drive by, and offense intended, by the way, can you drive by a smart car and not at least smile?
I drive by a smart car and I'm like, if I breathe too heavy on that car, that guy's going in the ditch, right? All right, Texter said, one day soccer will be banned in the USA. It will be a $5,000 fine to be found in possession of a soccer ball, and that will be a great day. Get out of here, Texter. We're a soccer country now, all right? We're a soccer country now.
Yeah.
Texter said, since Sony is now officially the tech partner of the NFL, can PlayStation please do better with Madden because College Football 25 is...
What team are you playing with on that game, Rob? This dead air brought to you by... Didn't buy that shirt over at the Old Navy. Maybe you could have saved back enough to buy you a console. Yeah, I wish I had a basement. That would be awesome.
Texter said, Rob with the typical ice snob line of thought. Okay. Texter said, Lonzo, please don't ever play that ear-bleeding music ever again.
Which music was that?
Friday, got to get down on Friday.
Oh, okay, because, the only reason why I'm playing it today is because it's Rob's Friday.
It is. By the way, Texter, telling Lonzo not to do a thing, surefire way to get him to do the thing.
They know that. They're doing that on purpose because they wanted to hear it again.
It's a banger. What do you want? It's a banger. Steven says VAR in soccer is absolutely the reason football is installing instant reviews. Yeah, you know why? Because it works. Because it works. And because it's good. I don't want bad goals being allowed, and I do want good goals being allowed. If a running back earns a first down, I want him to get the first down.
Hey, we'll see.
If a defense prevents the first down, I don't want them to get the first down.
Yeah, and that pass interference rule was going to stay forever when they put it in. They will install things just to see if it will work, and if there's enough complaints by the players and by the coaches, they will take it out.
I still stand on my business that the pass interference replay rule was intentionally sabotaged. Intentionally sabotaged. It didn't not work. It's just that the refs hated it, so they botched it a bunch of times.
Right.
So that everybody goes, oh, it doesn't work. No.
And
it
said that from the beginning that was going to happen. Of course. It, just to quiet some voices down, never going to be yours, but quiet some voices down, knew they were not going to keep it. But they do this on occasion with things. Are they going to do that with this? Is this going to be a permanent thing? I want to see it last more than 1 year.
What I want to see is them do it the right way. Instead of having a bunch of soft-ass referees go, I don't like this, so I'm intentionally going to do a crap
job
at it.
Some of those guys are in really good shape, so I don't know why you're cracking on them.
John Rahm out here dropping darts. The flop shot in from 27 away to get the eagle.
Wow.
Atta baby.
Wow, you just chair popped about golf.
Yeah, well, the guy hits a great shot. He hits a great shot. Sorry you don't understand the art that is the game of golf.
I've played the leisure sport before. It's not really a sport. It's a leisure activity, but I've played it before.
It's absolutely a sport.
I could be good at it if I wanted to.
Do you agree with Diesel's line of thought that if for something to be considered a sport, it has to have defense? Do you subscribe to that?
I think it has to have collision.
Collision?
Yeah, but that's me because I'm violent.
Lonzo's a teddy bear. An absolute teddy
I'm
bear.
I'm a raging fire inside.
All right. I have a raging fire inside. The replays will work if we use them the right way and don't allow the referees to intentionally, internally sabotage these things, which they absolutely did with the pass interference replay rule.
They're going to with this also, because if it's very effective, it makes them look bad. So, of course, they're going to try to sabotage it. I think it's just human nature.
Well, humans are dumb, all right?
Well, some of us are.
Humans aren't dumb. Just let it work. Your job gets easier, Mr. Referee. You don't have to ever worry about walking to your car in the parking lot of the Meadowlands to see if Tony Soprano's out there waiting for you because he had $1,000 on the over and you cost the G-man a first down. Just let the tech decide.
That, by the way, is the reason why it's not going to happen.
Why?
Because of betting and other things.
Don't put this on gamblers.
If suddenly gambling goes down and they start losing that money, which they are embracing because of this installation of this technology, suddenly this technology will go away. Because as you've said many times, and accurately, it's about the money. And if this makes the money go down, which it could, you take out the human error, it definitely could go down.
No. Game's still a game. You can still bet on either side of the line. You can still bet over, under. You can still bet cover or not cover. You can still bet props and parlays and spreads. Nothing changes.
If Johnny the Bull starts struggling, it's out.
Right. No, what I'm telling you is they won't. You can still bet on both sides. It's not like suddenly, oh, if they replay first downs now, every gambler. No. Remember, the goal is to get 50% of the money on one side and 50% of the money on the other. It just means that...
If you want to know what Rob's sign language for bless your heart is, you should watch when he does this thing.
Yeah, I just caught myself. I was like, I don't do this until I'm very frustrated. And I'm very frustrated with you. We like errors, people. We like when calls are bad. We think it's fun when calls are bad. I do not. I want the games called correctly. I want the games to be determined by the athletes, not the whistles. You want the game to be determined by the whistles.
I'm guessing a robot would go to break when they hear the music. I'm just saying.
We go to the second five games of the Carolina Panthers schedule when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. So we're walking through the schedule of the Carolina Panthers going game by game. We did the first five games a few segments ago. I have got it broken down this way. I'm going to give Carolina a loss in week one on the road at New Orleans, a win at home in week two over the Chargers, a loss on the road week three at the Raiders, a loss at home in week four against the Cincinnati Bengals, and a loss on the road week five in Chi-Town in the Windy City. That's a 1-4 record to open up for Rob Brown. The great Melonzo goes win-loss-win-loss-win through those same five games for a 3-2 opening record. Let's get to week six. October 13th, this team is at home against the Atlanta Falcons. And I think what I did when I was drawing up my win-loss record, Lonzo, I gave Carolina a win unintentionally and recognized that after I wrote out the records, unintentionally, I gave Carolina the win in every NFC South home game and a loss on every NFC South away game. Now, what's interesting about this one is that I used to could say Atlanta didn't really have a home field advantage. Atlanta sold out their season tickets this offseason. The Dirty Birds are pumped for Michael Penix Jr. and Kirky.
Yeah, I think it's just for Kirk. I don't think it's for... Yeah, okay, fine. You got to throw that in there. I thought it wasn't a controversy, and that guy wasn't going to see the field. So why would they buy tickets to see guy sit on the bench?
Unless 62-year-old Kirk Cousin can't finish the season. In which case, he will see the field. We'll find out. I'm back and forth on this one. I'm going to give this one at the house. I'm going to give it to Charlotte. I'm going to give it to Carolina. I'm going to put win number two in week number six against Atlanta, Lonzo.
I think they're going to struggle against Atlanta. Atlanta has been a quarterback away. I think they have found their quarterback. They may only achieve mid, but it's better than what they've been doing. And so I'm going with Atlanta to win this game.
All right. So we still disagree. We have one result in common. We both think they lose to the Bengals. We are opposite on every other game. Let's go to week seven. The Washington Commanders. Bum, 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 bum. This one up in Washington, D.C. Jaden Daniels going to be under center for the Commanders at this point. Keep it a buck. I think Dan Quinn's one of those guys that I think is the illustration of the Peter principle, right? If you are good at a job, you will get promoted, and everybody gets promoted one level ahead of their competency. I think that's Dan Quinn. Really good defense coordinator. Just don't know about it as an HC. I know we took Atlanta to the playoffs, but that was kind of the holdover, and it was a bit of a fall off after that. Jaden Daniels is going to be an absolute star, but there's a lot lacking for DC. I'm going to chalk this up as a road victory for Carolina at the Commanders.
Every time you say that about one level above their guy, I'm worried they're finally going to figure it out for me. But they haven't so far. They're going to win against Washington. I do rookie quarterback. I do not think Washington's got it together. Are there still players there from the old regime? I'm guessing there were. And I just don't trust Washington.
I don't trust Dan Quinn. I think Jaden Daniels is a star. They brought over Austin Ekeler as the starting running back. Terry McLaurin is a good wide receiver. Zach Ertz is the tight end. It's not a bad squad.
Terry McLaurin's out of wide receiver U.
Wide receiver U. Y'all want to guess where Terry went to school? Terry!
By the way.
Back it up, Terry!
By the way, fight me over it. You can't the last couple of years.
I don't know why I'd fight you. Half my freaking receiving core and defensive backfield is Buckeyes down in New Orleans.
Exactly.
Like, New Orleans is just Ohio State South. Ohio State with a funny accent at this point. I do think Carolina wins that game against the Washington Commanders.
We agreed on another one.
We have agreed on two.
Look at us.
So far, let's keep going. Let's go to week number 8. The Denver Broncos on the road. We're going mile high. You boys have won a game. You win another one, that's two. They call that a streak. Give me a streak. Give me a 3-game win streak. They are going to the mile high. They are knocking off Shawnee Pepe and his Broncos. Carolina wins their third in a row.
I do think the Broncos are going to be better this year after getting rid of dead weight. but they're not going to win this game. Panthers win.
Panthers win. All right. So as it stands through week number 8, I have got 4-4, 500 through 8 weeks. You'll take a 500 season if you're Carolina. You'd be ecstatic about a 500 season, right?
Definitely an improvement over last year.
Lonzo's got him at 5-3. Week number 9, you're back to the house. Another NFC South rivalry game. The New Orleans Saints come to Charlotte, North Carolina on November 3rd to put the hair up and square up with the Panthers. Lonzo, it's real hard to say a 4-game winning streak for Carolina.
I'm like at the Vegas level, aren't I? I thought 5-game. Wasn't it 5 games that they haven't projected?
Correct. And you have them at 5. Their win total right now is at 5.5.
So in order to go with, I could say a tie.
Keep in mind, we're in week 9.
Yeah.
We're halfway.
Yeah. But I'm going to.
Are we being too optimistic right now?
I'm always optimistic. That's my problem. But I realistically, when you play the South, you can beat anybody. Any team can beat anybody until somebody decides to take that step and stand out more than one game above the rest. And I'm going to say Carolina sweeps them. It could go either way, but I just wanted to see that look on your face.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
We're going to find out if Canales' coaching and his magic with quarterbacks has worked at this point.
I think you'll know by now.
If Bryce Young's feet are steady on the ground and the offensive line is improved, who's New Orleans got?
Derek Carr, future Hall of Famer.
Okay.
Chase Young.
All right. I will. The only way I would change it is if Spencer Rattler was starting.
All right, hang on.
I do not trust Derek Carr.
Hang on just a second.
I just don't trust him.
The guy that I pointed out to you yesterday.
He looks like he's about to cry all the time. You can't trust people like that.
No, it looks like he's got on guyliner, and it's a hell of a look, all right?
Is it?
It's a hell of a
look.
Well,
you should start doing it. Every Friday is guyliner Friday for Rob Brown.
Say I won't. If Derek Carr goes out there and wins me like 4 of the first 5, because we got the Panthers, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Falcons, and the Chiefs.
All right, you do that.
Come out of that 4-1, I will do Guyliner Friday the rest of the season.
Then afterwards, we go to the karaoke bar so you can do some Green Day, okay?
Don't want to be an American idiot.
Of course you would pick that song.
It's a banger. What do you want?
Uh-huh.
That song slaps, dude.
Uh-huh.
That song slaps. All right?
Wake me up when September comes. Or ends. September ends. Yeah, because then we'll finally be back to work. Anyway.
Finally, week 10 as we go 5 games at a time through the schedule. Week number 10, Munich. Deutschland, Germany, when the New York football giant, the G-men of New York City, they're going over to Germany. They're going to have some beers, some sauerkraut, maybe a little schnitzel, and then they're going to play a little football between the New York Giants and the Carolina Panthers.
All I got to say is, man, this is a hard season to pick for the Panthers because they're playing a bunch of bad teams. They really, and I know they're. It's not a team where you go, well, the Panthers are going to be a guaranteed win for every other team they play. No, they're not, because it's a bunch of bad teams.
Carolina, and I'm looking right now at the NFL's strength of schedule. Carolina has the 10th easiest schedule in the NFL. The easiest schedule in the NFL this year, Lonzo, belongs to the Atlanta Falcons. The LA Chargers, number two. The Bears, number three. Jets, four. Saints, five. Bengals, six. Colts, seven. Dolphins, eight. Eagles, nine. Panthers, 10. Bucks, 11. Kansas City Chiefs, 12.
By the way, really quick, the Panthers play almost everybody that's beneath them.
They really do.
So I mean,
hardest schedules, by the way, Steelers, Patriots, Browns, Ravens, Vikings, Tennessee, going from 32 up. So there you go. Let's see.
All right, Giants. I don't know. This is the first one I'm very uncertain on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go with the Giants to win the game.
So did I. I don't like it. I'm going to chalk this one up to new head coach, first time head coach.
I'm going to chalk it up to jet lag.
New head coach, first time head coach, rookie quarterback under center for Carolina. A lot of new guys. This is a big, big ask to come off of an NFC South rivalry game, immediately get on a plane, fly 35% of the way around the world to Munich, Germany, and then play a team that is, let's be real, everyone in that building in New Jersey, is fighting for their lives this year. Danny Dimes fighting for his life. Wide receiver core fighting for their lives. Shine, GM, fighting for his life. Everybody up there is fighting for their life this year. I'm going to go Giants on the road. And that brings us to week 11. That brings us to the bye. So through 10 games, I've got this team at 5-5. Lonzo's got this team at 6-4.
Really not that much of a difference between us, and I thought it would even out as we went further along.
Interesting.
So I'm optimistic, but not as optimistic as previously reported.
We told you earlier, Carolina's win-loss total in Vegas is now set at 5.5, but also it's 5.5 with the juice. That means the money you got to pay to take the easier bet to the over. So not only is it set, moved up a game, but actually Vegas believes the over is the right play. I want to say the last I looked at it was like -160
so
to the over.
That means I'm doing well then, right?
What it means is that Vegas thinks this team's getting to 7 wins. Six, seven wins. I think they think 6 is the right play. I would not be shocked if at some point between here and kickoff, I wouldn't be shocked if that number goes up to 6.5 or the juice ends up going higher than that. I wouldn't be shocked if it ends. It either moves from 5.5 to 6.5 or it moves. It stays at 5.5, but it goes from like -160 to like -190, maybe -200, right? Now, ordinarily, they'll move the line before they offer a game or a total with that much juice on it, but we'll find out. I'm gonna go. Let's go see what BetMGM has listed here for the Panthers at this point as a win total. I'll have to do it during the break. They don't have it up on their site. I'll go look at it. But
because you got that super secret access, like you know, somewhere else that you can go check, right?
Sure do. Don't tell anybody. It's my secret. It's my secret, Captain. I'm always calculating. I'm good with where we are. My question for you.
And no Tampa Bay so far.
Oh, James just made a good point. Brian Burns' revenge game. That's fair. Brian Burns going to have a lot of reasons to impress his new bosses against his old bosses, especially when in Hard Knocks, you had Dave Canales out there basically telling the Giants, just give us something. Right? Just give us something.
I get that, but if anyone would know how to stop him, it would be the team he just left. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said earlier.
It could be all revenge game or it could be, oh, now we see why they let him go. It could go either way.
No, it can't. Brian Burns is Brian Burns, dude. Brian Burns is Brian Burns. It's true. I've done the research. Very good football player. Very good football player.
He's a large man, too.
He's a very large man and a very good football player. It's kind of like I said earlier. I know how to stop a train. You stand in front of it and you push real hard. But the knowledge of how to do a thing does not grant you the ability to do that thing. So good luck. I don't hate the Brian Burns revenge factor. I've got him at 5-5. Lonzo's got him at 6-4. Here's my question for you, Carolina Panther fans. As we get set to go live today, wire to wire in the Real Diesel and me tonight, 3 to 7 p.m. here on the Fan Upstate, live from Carolina Panther Fan Fest down in Clemson, South Carolina, where we will be covering Fan Fest Live. We'll be talking a ton of Panther football. We'll have guests coming by. I know Anish Shroff is coming by to talk, the voice of the Panthers. He'll come chat with us. I have been told Steve Smith Sr. will be coming by. We'll get to sit down with Steve Smith Sr., talk a little Panther football with a Panther legend and other guests throughout the day. Very much looking forward to that tonight.
Will Diesel be as negative about the Panthers with Steve Smith sitting there? His negativity, by the way, is realistic and warranted for the most part. But will he be as negative with Steve Smith? Because I'm worried.
I'm going to keep it a buck. It's not Steve Smith I'm worried about, because while Steve Smith is the one that I think would be the guy that ultimately creates the headline, local radio show host punched in mouth by former Panther wide receiver, Steve Smith's pretty neutral. Not neutral, like he loves the Panthers, but he's pretty straight up about his beliefs on the team. He's not out there sugarcoating stuff. Okay, like he's happy to go, we suck.
If he punched Diesel in the mouth, Diesel's okay, because that beard is blocking that. For sure. That thing.
Shane literally said, right as I said it, Steve Smith might punch Diesel in the face.
Yeah. See? But again, the beard will protect him and he'll be all right. I'm just curious about that. I mean, it's one thing.
Diesel's like Samson, but the hair's on the other side of the head.
I remember talking a bunch of stuff about Clemson. I know it's shocking. And Greg McKinney and I were at the NCAA tournament, and the AD sat down next to me, and he's like, "Won't you tell him all that stuff that you said about Clemson?" And he said it loud enough for him to hear it. He thought it was hilarious. I'm not gonna be disrespectful in a public setting. Doing it here is my job. So
I'm not gonna be disrespectful, because I don't want that headline to change. Former Carolina Panther legendary wide receiver punches two local radio show hosts in the mouth.
You're not gonna take one for Diesel?
No,
I don't.
I wouldn't take one from you.
No, I would jump in front of a punch for you.
Thanks.
Because I believe in team.
I wouldn't from Steve Smith. There's anger in them fists, boys.
Come on, he'd be punching me in a peck.
There's anger. The king of the short jokes, Lonzo with a sports flash.
Oh my gosh, and then I pushed the wrong button. My bad. All right, I'm going to do it without music because I screwed up. Just because Rob laughing makes me laugh. U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky won her 8th Olympic gold medal and 12th overall medal with a dominant victory in the 1,500-meter freestyle swimming's longest event of the games. The win ties Ledecky with Dara Torres, Natalie Coughlin, and Jenny Thompson for most medals ever by a swimmer. Ledecky finished by setting an Olympic record. The Atlanta Braves grabbed a series win over Milwaukee, 6-2 was that win. Chris Sale gave up 6 hits and 2 runs over 5.2 innings, but Pierce Johnson was credited with his 4th win with 1.1 innings of one-hit baseball. The Braves recorded 8 hits, including Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud, hitting back-to-back home runs twice in the game. Make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. as Wire to Wire comes to you live from Panther Fan Fest. Diesel and special guest Rob Brown will talk with Panthers players and coaches about the upcoming season. That's tonight, or this afternoon, rather, from 3 to 7.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.